Africa LATAM trade on the up, but is mainly one-way traffic. Brazilian forwarders appear optimistic about the way trade opportunities are shaping up in Africa. And DSV, New Nader AMZN, Legal RISK DSV, Falling DOWNDHL, Corporate Reorg DONEAPL, FARWLLDHL, Bolt-on Deal in FORWRDNGUPS, Changing SKINCHRW, Rallying on Weakness KNIN, Ahead of Apex NEWSKNIN, Apex probed over alleged NVIDIA chip smuggling. DSV, New Nader AMZN, Legal RISK DSV, Falling DOWNDHL, Corporate Reorg DONEAPL, FARWLLDHL, Bolt-on Deal in FORWRDNGUPS, Changing SKINCHRW, Rallying on Weakness KNIN, Ahead of Apex NEWSKNIN, Apex probed over alleged NVIDIA chip smuggling. Lusaka Airport is attracting dedicated freighter capacity from two very different airlines, raising questions over whether a previously overlooked air cargo market is beginning to change. Emirates recently added a weekly B777F service, while TAAG Angola Airlines has introduced a weekly B737-800F operation, moves that have attracted relatively little attention individually, but together suggest carriers are seeing something new in the Zambian market. The development is particularly intriguing, given that an industry source recently suggested there was insufficient demand for a dedicated freighter service between Zambia and Angola. TAAG has launched the Lusaka operation as part of its North-South Logistics Corridor, the first service carrying 12.8 tons of cargo from Amsterdam, a shipment that included machine parts, IT equipment, personal effects, and other high-value goods. Subsequent operations are scheduled with loads of 14 and 16 tons. The service would create a new gateway for cargo originating in several European countries, as well as China and Brazil, while expanding distribution opportunities across Africa. Meanwhile, Emirates is approaching the market from a different starting point. The carrier said growing demand for time-critical imports had pushed beyond the capacity available in passenger aircraft belly space, serving Zambia and Zimbabwe. Khalid Mohd Al-Hinai, VP Cargo Commercial, UAE, GME, and AMP. Africa at Emirates Sky Cargo, told the Lodestar. Zambia's landlocked geography makes air freight particularly valuable for urgent, time-sensitive, and high-value cargo, with shipments reaching the market rapidly, without longer transit times associated with other modes. He said demand for time-critical imports like pharmaceuticals had continued to grow, prompting Emirates to supplement its belly capacity with a dedicated freighter. Indeed, the carrier identified pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, electronics, industrial spare parts, high-value equipment, and express courier shipments among the key cargo segments. Mr. Al-Hinai also pointed to growing consumer demand and import requirements from major sourcing markets like China, the UAE, India, and Turkey. Notably, rather than relying primarily on traditional bulk movements, the emerging opportunity appears centered on cargo, for which speed, reliability, and connectivity are particularly important. TAAG's initial shipment broadly fits that description, while the airline said the route could also support exports such as beef, poultry, and horticultural products. For forwarders, the Emirates freighter could potentially add another routing for cargo that typically goes through established regional gateways, such as Nairobi, Johannesburg, and Addis Ababa. Mr. Al-Hinai said the service provided a direct and reliable alternative for time-sensitive and high-value cargo entering Zambia and the surrounding region, while Dubai's position as a global logistics and trade hub offered connections into Asia, the Middle East, and other manufacturing centers. The bigger proposition, however, may be regional rather than purely Zambian. Emirates said it saw potential for Lusaka to develop into a regional air cargo gateway and distribution center serving neighboring markets, particularly Zimbabwe and Malawi, as well as selected areas of Botswana. TAAG is making a similar regional argument. Its North-South Logistics Corridor links the Zambian market with its wider African network. The airline also said the route would facilitate access to the Angolan market and create new trade opportunities between Angola and Zambia. That leaves a more interesting question than whether Zambia simply needs additional cargo capacity. What has changed sufficiently for two carriers to see Lusaka as worth dedicating freighter capacity? For Emirates, the answer appears to be growing demand for urgent and high-value imports that can no longer be accommodated entirely in the belly hold. For TAAG, the opportunity appears broader, promoting regional economic integration and strengthening supply chains that connect Angola with key African and international markets. The early loads reported by TAAG provide some evidence of demand, but whether that can develop into a sustained market remains to be seen. What is increasingly clear, however, is that Lusaka is attracting attention from carriers with very different networks and aircraft strategies. The simultaneous arrival of a 777F from Dubai and a 737-800F from Luanda suggests the opportunity may no longer be as easy to dismiss as it once was. For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.